As we had lockdown during the COVID experience last year, we were not able to do as we have done for centuries, for millennia now, on this night, this holy night, the night of Holy Thursday, the Mass of the Lord's Supper. Without people in the church, it is a very, very strange thing to undertake and a very sad thing in one sense to experience, because this night is, as I said at the beginning of Mass, about recalling the institution of the Eucharist, and it is about the institution of the priesthood. Priesthood is nothing without people, without the body of Christ. And the body of Christ is given to us at the altar and then transforms us. When we take that away, where does that leave the priesthood? It's a very strange experience. It was for me. Having Mass online on these extremely special and solemn occasions doesn't cut it. I know it's a necessity that will help some people through, but we are nothing if we are not together. And if there is a screen between us, that changes the whole dynamic. And that dynamic was exercised initially in an upper room around a simple table with some very simple men and some women present, though the women don't get much of a highlight. So as I reflect over the last 12 months and on the significance of the Mass of the Lord's Supper, that significance deepens and it changes for me as I am now in my 36th year of priesthood. And this is the first time I've ever experienced, it was the first time that I had ever experienced not having a community. And not only not having a community, but not being allowed to have a community. Now, some of you who come from other four corners of the earth are in this church because you have experienced persecution in your countries, where gathering as Christians together would be cause for great alarm. That was highlighted only just on Palm Sunday with the bombing of the cathedral in Indonesia. And many of you have experienced the challenges in your own places, perhaps of work, let alone your own countries, of the challenges of being a Christian, let alone a practicing Catholic. You take the people away and there is no challenge. The challenge only exists when the people are present. So taking the people away last year was not so much a challenge as it was a great sadness. But the upside of that is that we are able to gather here tonight because people were compliant, they were generous with what they were asked to do. And we must give thanks for that. We don't take that for granted. But all of us here, to some extent, no matter what our calling in life, had experienced the pain of not being allowed to be at our altar, this altar, last year. All of us. And many of us did, as I say, share the experience on television or live streaming. And that was a wonderful opportunity, but it is incomplete. And there is a sense that tonight is still a little bit incomplete, if I wanted to get technical. Because at this Mass, we always firstly wash the feet, the symbol from the Gospel of Jesus' servanthood. And we can't do that this year. So I am intending to bless all of the people who are involved in any ministry in our parish tonight as a thank you, firstly, for your servanthood in the parish, but also as a living symbol that this parish survives so well and our church survives so well because of generous people who give up their time to serve. Sometimes right in the front, other times you would not know. You would not know, most of you, why that paschal candle stand is so shiny. You would not know why there is actually toilet paper in the toilet over there. These things don't just magically happen. They happen because of the generosity and the passion that people in this parish have for their community. I don't know anybody that serves in our community under this roof, or those who go out to visit the sick, those who work with the homeless and the disadvantaged. I don't know anybody that is doing what they do for our parish for their own sake. And doesn't that remind us, it certainly does me, of the washing of the feet and so much more. People give up their life, their time. We separate husbands and wives and families for people to come and minister in this church. Whether it's trimming the hedges, whether it's picking up the scrap of paper between here and the school, which is a full-time job, that's schools. There's something you've heard me say for everybody to do, and it takes some of us a long time to find out what that something is. Sometimes it's up front, sometimes it's right behind the scenes. But there is a little gap in this community that can be filled by somebody. And it is our task, and we're reminded of this tonight, to make sure that we go out of here to find those little somebodies and bring them back in. And firstly, make them feel welcome, and then feed them and nurture them with certainly the body and blood of Christ from this altar, but most importantly, the common baptism and the common priesthood we share from our baptism together. And nothing in that divides us, our gender, our age, nothing. That's what we share in common. And so I wished I could wash feet tonight. My tradition has always been to wash the feet of the children who've just made their first communion. But I can't do that. And so tonight we spiritually ask God to wash us and give us the strength through his grace to continue to be servants to each other, but particularly to go out from here and be servants to those who should be here, to those who could be, those servants who could be here, but for some reason choose not to be. You don't have to fill in a duty statement. There is no paycheck, by the way. We don't have to do that. You don't have to feel as though you're equipped with all the things we need. God doesn't call the equipped. What God does is he equips those who are called. And our task is to speak loudly and demonstrate strongly. God equips those who are called to whatever image or example of servanthood is opportune for us. Not one person who is baptized is immune from answering that call. Let us contemplate that as we enter into this solemn Easter period, particularly tomorrow at 3 o'clock, when we do celebrate the Passion of our Lord. It's a very visual thing that we go through. But even this year, there will be no touching of the cross. We won't be able to use our five senses like we do in our church. Our sacramental life is built around our senses. We won't be able to touch the cross tomorrow. So creatively, we will come forward and say to Jesus, through the image of the cross, I want to be your servant. That's what we will be doing. And then on the vigil on Saturday night, we'll be saying, thank you, Lord, for calling me through your resurrection to be your servant. And through the journey of my life, make me and keep me a humble servant.